This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am great. Good morning to you guys. Sorry for the delay.
Not at all. We are delighted to talk to you. Curious, what were your thoughts? Let's start with Tyler Chatwood last night. He seemed pretty positive in the postgame. What were your thoughts on his performance? Did you see improvement there? Obviously, the walk's down, but did give up four runs in the first three innings, and there was that rundown play was weird. There was a throwing error. What's your takeaway from that start?
Well, my takeaway from that start is we won 12 out of our last 16 ball games, so I'm pretty happy. In terms of the walk, I think it was a step in the right direction. He threw the ball a little bit better. He probably took a little bit off of his pace, his stuff, if you will. You know, the high-end stuff wasn't quite as high-end. And if it wasn't for the third baseman, Shaw, we'd be in pretty good shape. So, and overall, it's a positive for me.
So, Jim, when Joe says he thinks that Tyler gets hung up on the fastball, and he wants him to pitch more, usually his curveball. Joe really likes the curveball and the changeup. And then you hear Tyler in the postgame said he thought he could throw the two-seamer for strikes at any time. I guess my question is, how do you balance what maybe the pitcher feels is his strength at the time or bread and butter and what you and Joe and maybe your staff is seeing or wanting? How do you balance that? How does he strike that balance in the game?
Yeah, I would like to see him use his curveball a little bit more as well, just because it's a nice change of pace and he has the ability to throw through strikes. It could probably get them a little bit more out front too, just in terms of the fastball and all that. So my creed to him, my plead to him every game is don't walk anybody on four straight fastballs. Just go ahead and mix in, you know, whatever it is, a cutter, a curveball, a changeup, or something of the pace, of the off pace. I'd like to see him use the curveball a little bit more as well.
And Jim, Yu Darvish yesterday threw a bullpen session, 30 pitches, and by all accounts, I mean, Joe's always a very positive person, but he seemed really pumped up about it. Theo, we heard from him talking about it, felt that that he was hitting his spots and that everything went well for you. How did you see that? Did you have a similar opinion to you?
You were standing right behind
right.
me. Couldn't get any closer.
What are you looking for in that situation?
I'm looking for arm strength, the ball coming out of the hand, and the ball came out of his hand extremely well, very clean, very effortless, a good velocity. So I think he's probably over the hump in terms of his arm is bothering him. He threw all of his pitches. He threw 28 pitches overall, and velocity was really good. The ball came out of his hand really clean, and that's what I look for right there.
So Joe offered up that it could be post All-Star break when we see him again in a game. And I know yesterday he was asked about it and you said, well, I haven't been told that. I hope it's before the All-Star break. But he also said, having gone through the Tommy John, he wants to take it slowly and take it as it progresses. So how do you know, what all goes into that decision? Is it purely a medical decision, an arm strength decision? Or if you get close to the All-Star break and, you know, it's only a few days out, do you just say, well, let's just, you know, give him that much more time and start it up post All-Star break?
Well, you know, and you're talking about a starting pitcher. It's not like Carl Edwards coming back and he's got to pitch one inning. You're talking about a starting pitcher who has to come back and you're hoping to get five, six innings out of him. So a lot of it has to do with being built up. But I would also hope that he's back before the All-Star break. As a matter of fact, I'd be a little bit surprised if he wasn't back far as the break.
What's going on with Brandon Morrow? You guys are just trying to give him a little bit of rest, just trying to make sure you use him the correct way because it's a long season and he's been obviously awfully good.
Well, he's awfully good and we want to keep him awfully good, so we're just trying to, you know, keep him fresh, if you will. But there's nothing going on with Brandon Morrow. He had a heavy workload, so we were going to give him a couple of days off. And those couple of days just happened to be games where we needed someone to close the ball game. So one day it was Pedro Strop and one day it was Steven Cishek. You know, both guys that are, you know, familiar with doing that. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but there's absolutely nothing going on with Brandon Morrow other than we're trying to keep him fresh for the whole entire 6-7 months.
It sure seems to speak well for the organization when you have kind of a shuttle going between Des Moines and the big team, and guys like Rosario are showing up, contributing, and then because of the numbers game, getting sent back. But it seems kind of seamless that these guys come up here, they're asked to do something, they're not coddled, they're just thrown into a situation, and for the most part, they've responded, and they've done it in a big way.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. The chain is only as strong as your weakest link. And I can remember sitting in spring training talking with you guys about the starting rotation. And you asked me what I liked most about the starting rotation. And I said the bullpen. That's what I liked most about it. It was really, really good, really, really deep. And now you start talking about, you know, there's 7 or 8 guys down there. And now there's 3, 4, 5 guys down in AAA. You know, who can come and make contributions, not just contributions, but go ahead and, you know, do big things like Rosario's done, like Hancock's done, like Bass has done, like Mazzoni's done. You know, it's a really, really good feeling to have that pool of 10, 11, or 12 guys, you know, to choose from down there in that bullpen. And, you know, knock on wood, believe me, I miss him and I can't wait until he's back, but we haven't even hardly missed Carlos Edwards yet.
What is his status? When will we be seeing him, Jim?
He's going to go on the trip with us to St. Louis and throw. Here we go again with the medical stuff. I'm not the medical guy. But, you know, he doesn't have to build back up. So basically, as soon as he is able to throw and, you know, pitch, he'll be available. I don't think you'll see him go out on a rehab, you know, type of a situation or anything like that at all. So I would imagine it's about a week away.
So assuming you, Darvish, feels good today, does he go to St. Louis with the team? And when's the next time you have a bullpen session, and do you increase the number of pitches? And, you know, how does that progress from here out?
Yeah, he throws another bullpen in a couple of days, and then post that bullpen. If he's feeling okay, he's probably going to do a simulated type of a game prior to going out in a minor league rehab start. So I would imagine in a couple of days he throws another bullpen, and then in a few days after that he goes ahead and he simulates 3 or 4 innings.
You know, we talk to you about different guys on a regular basis, and we haven't talked yet about Jose Quintana. It feels like he's back to the guy you thought he was. It feels like Jose, whatever was going on earlier where he was kind of, you know, every other start having some issues, he seems like he's found some consistency and he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does. He's solid. And I can remember talking about him and, you know, asking if it was fair to criticize the guys that, you know, we felt came up a little bit short in the rotation. And I didn't think that he was one of them. He just had a couple of starts where things got a little bit skewed. But overall, Jose's been very solid. And, you know, lately he's been extremely solid. So, you know, I have no issue with sending him out there, you know, whatsoever. If he was running out there to start today, I'd be extremely, extremely comfortable with that. And I think he's just going to have a good, solid year here going forward.
How do you approach Mike Montgomery's starts? Do you treat him as if he's now a regular starter, or do you treat him any differently? Because it looks like he's going to be here in the rotation for another couple of weeks anyways, at a minimum. But how do you approach a guy who's, you know, stretched out, got in there, and now maybe you're not sure moving forward what his role is going to be, but do you just, while he's a starter, do you just treat him a regular routine like you would anybody else?
Yeah, the first couple starts was a little bit different because they were kind of quote-unquote spot starts, but now he's into the routine. He's pitching every 5th day, so he's also been built up a little bit. So, nothing's really different than any other starter. You just go ahead and watch him go. I mean, if he went today and he pitched 7 innings and 105 pitches, we wouldn't have any issue with that at all. So he's pretty much treated as a regular starter at this point.
Jim, it's the second week of June, so it's not any time to really be staring at the standings or anything like that. But you're playing Milwaukee, and you went a half game up, and you're a half game down, and now you have the rubber match, and then you're heading to to a series with the Cardinals. Does it feel different than a typical kind of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series in June?
No, it really doesn't. It's Wednesday morning in Milwaukee. Woohoo! Yeah.
Nothing more glorious.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking out my window at the smokestacks right now. But no, it really doesn't. It's funny how it gets late early around here. You know, it's already in the middle of June. But the series are important. They're all important. You want to win them all. And we've been doing a great job of that, by the way. Just, you know, winning series, just winning games. So, no, there's no real extra importance or extra feeling here because, you know, we're going to be in first place if we win this ball game, and we're not going to be in first place if we don't. We're just trying to win series, win ball games, and I think we're just doing a really good job overall of, you know, just doing that, just, you know, taking it day by day and, you know, winning the ball game.
Jim, I went to school in Milwaukee, and on certain days the wind blowing, you could smell the chocolate factory, which was a good smell. The other days, the tannery, you could smell that, and that not so good, especially around the ballpark up around there. So, yeah, it's kind of a good foodie town. I don't know if you're a foodie guy, but maybe just eat the buffet at the ballpark.
I am a foodie, and I think Milwaukee is one of the places, just like Pittsburgh. It's a sleeper town. You know, you don't think much about it, but there's a lot of nice things. You know, once you get into inside of Milwaukee and start looking around a little bit. But I think today's one of those tannery days, by the way.
That's beautiful. All righty, Jim. Thank you. It's always a joy to catch up. Appreciate it.
All right, pleasure.
Go get him. Thanks,
Jimmy.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, that's Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach.
Wednesday in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.